says it'll fight the decision. Apple CEO Tim Cook says they won't create a backdoor on the iPhone. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
More war of words, or should we say barks, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. The latest from USA's Melody Burkett.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says you won't find him barking like a dog as Hillary Clinton did at a rally.
I'm watching television, and I see her barking like a dog. Right? No, she's, and everyone's saying, oh, wasn't that wonderful? Wasn't that wonderful? Isn't that cute? Isn't that great? If I ever did that, I would be ridiculed all over the place. I won't do it. I'm not going to imitate her.
Clinton imitated a barking dog while referring to an old radio ad in which a dog barked every time a politician said something that wasn't true.
We need to get that dog and follow them around, and every time they say these things, like, oh, you know, the Great Recession was caused by too much regulation. You know?
She said having that sort of dog around would cut through a lot of Republicans' claims. Trump said if he was to start barking like Clinton did, the press would have a field day with him. I'm Melody Burkett.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you first get your coffee in the morning, it's piping hot. But then it starts to cool down, and then it becomes totally lukewarm before turning cold.
Sad and cold.
But if you got an extra large coffee from 7-Eleven in our Stay Hot cup, it would stay hot a lot longer, not sad and cold. Get delicious, hot and fresh 7-Eleven coffee in our Stay Hot cup for an even hotter price. Plus tax where applicable, limited time offer at participating locations.
Two Utah hospitals are part of a new study that could help premature babies have better brain development. Dr. Robert Christensen with Intermountain Healthcare says the drug involved in the study is having an impact on preemies.
Sometimes the drug makes a big difference for a short period of time. Other times, these make a big difference that lasts for a lifetime.
Intermountain Medical Center in Murray and D Hospital in Ogden took part in a test of a medicine that boosts the amount of blood inside a baby's body. The babies that received the blood boosters performed better on IQ tests than premature children who didn't. Those that received the drug also needed fewer transfusions in the months after their birth. The two blood boosters, known as EPO and Darby, have not been approved for general use. Dr. Robert Christensen with Intermountain Healthcare says there was one thing that stood out right away.
It was clear that those who received it had higher blood levels and needed fewer transfusions.
Dr. Christensen says some follow-up studies have also been done.
After 2 years, these babies who received the drug do have about a 5-point higher IQ.
Joining a church can improve or even extend a person's life after retirement. That's one of the findings in a study of aging people. The researchers say membership in a group or organization is as helpful as a predictor of longer life as exercise. The study is published online this week in the medical journal BMJ Open. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm a little bit under the weather this morning, but I have a wonderful guest with me today. Her name is Deborah Manchard of Melly Mellow Home in Chatham, New Jersey. Deborah, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am, Richard, and good morning to you, and I'm so sorry you're not feeling well.
Oh, thank you. We'll get through this. It might not be pleasant to listen to. My voice won't be, but yours always is wonderful.
You would get me through it. I'm a little nervous, but I'm hoping you'll be able to do fine.
I have a little water and tea with me, so I should be fine even before the end of the broadcast. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a look at the weather this morning. And the National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 37 degrees. Today it will be mostly sunny with a high of 43. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear with a low of 23 degrees. On Thursday, it's going to be sunny with a high of 37. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 17. On Friday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 39 degrees. Friday night, looks like there's a 20% chance of rain or possible snow showers with a low of 32. On Saturday, it's partly sunny with a high of 54. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 34. And on Sunday, it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. So we do have some 50-degree days in there. And let's see if spring is going to start to happen as the weeks go on. As I said this morning, my guest is Deborah. Deborah, am I saying your last name correctly?
It's Blanchard.
Blanchard,
yeah.
Of Melly Mellow Home. And I did recently discover your store, which is absolutely beautiful. Why don't you tell our listeners where you're located and a little bit about your store?
I'm located at 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey, obviously. And my store is two levels. It's very, well, the name Melly Mellow means a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So
you know, I was going to ask you that. People are asking me the question all the time, what does Melly Mellow mean? Now, is that Italian or is that?
Well, actually, it's French.
It's French.
And it's a mixture. So I think that when I describe my store,
mm-hmm.
it's really a mixture of beautiful objects. We, from, you know, upholstery to metals to jewelry to frames. I carry Michael Aram. I carry a line of John Richard and Lee. And I try to evoke different feels throughout the store.
You know, I think you really do a good job with that. One of the things that I was stricken by when I came into your store for the first time is I would say, because I do modern design every week on Wednesdays, one show at 10 o'clock and one show at 2 o'clock, and I publish a blog on design, and I'm out there in the world 7 days a week doing this. When I walked into your store, I felt that it really was the pulse of what's going on right now with the things that you carry and what you represent with your different lines.
Well, thank you. I also really place a lot of emphasis on when people come in that...
Oh, I hope I'm not giving it to you.
Yes, I'm going through the line. That when people come in, they have a sense of calmness.
Right.
And that... my whole mission is to also have it as an emotional outlet. So not only are they intrigued with the different intricate pieces of artwork that I have or sculptures or paintings, but they just feel a sense of calm and they also get inspired. I love to show certain positionings of and also give that unexpected approach to certain ways that I merchandise so that when people come in, they can get ideas and go home and try.
Right. Well, that's one of the things I actually, as a designer, I'm always looking for inspiration. And having gone to your store for the first time, now I've been in many times recently because we have an upcoming event, which we'll talk about shortly. But in going to your store, I sort of got an inspiration of what I call the new normal, the new sense of design. And I talked to our listeners all about what's in style right now. I think is very fresh looking and new. The color palette is much different. It's much lighter, and there's lots of grays and metal tones. Don't you think there's been quite a shift recently in design and colors and sort of just the generalized style?
Things have gotten very simple.
I agree.
You know, you see the simplicity in a lot of the frames that you see when you're looking at sofas and chairs and... there's a lot of influence also in mid-century.
Very much so, yes.
And
much more contemporary, don't you think? Even
yes,
if you,
yes, yeah. but not to a point that it's very stark.
No.
I still think that color is a big emphasis today, and I think what's so wonderful is is that any palette goes. I mean, when people talk about the trends and the color trends, I think it also depends on the individual.
And that's true.
We can steer them into a foundation of gray,
right?
But there's so many different shades of blues out there,
right?
As well as pastels are emerging.
And I think I see lots of pops of greens, of natural, because there's a trend now towards things that are natural. So lots of like citrus green, like that, like fresh greens growing for the first time. That sort of intense, bright, light green. Succulents are in right now. Don't you feel that that is part of the pop of color?
Sure. Just bringing the outside in, just really, especially now when every day is kind of dismal, and we just want to see that little bud pop.
Right.
It's just great to have some green in the house.
Oh, I agree. It's like spring is on its way.
And it's always so challenging to have your get your house back together after you just had taken all the Christmas.
And true.
Now you're going through that transition of how do I make my house feel fresh and new.
Right. You know, it's funny. Deborah, I talk about this a lot. We do a lot of shows towards the end of the year on holiday entertaining, starting with the Thanksgiving table and then the Christmas table and then what to do after Christmas. Why does our room that looks so beautiful in November after the holidays look so boring in January, you know?
Yes, I know. And it's a challenge for everyone. And even for myself, and I just love to just go and get pussy willows.
Right.
And, put some faux orchids in it, and getting back to your point about just going to a greenhouse and picking up some succulents.
Right.
And, just getting some fresh flowers, and it just makes you feel good. And
it does. And it's a lot of it is psychological, as you say.
Sure. And even just going and making a minimal investment of bringing in pillows.
Right.
You know, taking the drab old pillows and just going and brighten your pillows up.
Right.
And, getting a bright throw.
Right.
To really accent your foundation.
Definitely. It makes such a difference. It makes you feel good. And one of the things that we do talk about on the show a lot is that most people in our state, especially towards the western part of the state, do have more traditional homes, and they don't see themselves represented when they're in the stores anymore because the things are so much more contemporary or transitional. But going to a store like yourself that has state-of-the-art, updated, beautiful things, you could come out with some terrific pillows or a beautiful vase or some pieces and incorporate them, don't you think?
Yes, I do think so, and that's what I strive for, and I go to a lot of shows, and I most recently came from Atlanta, where they have the International Gift Show.
That's supposed to be wonderful and inspiring, is it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, and I cover a very large categories from buying Christmas, actually, for next year. Well, this coming.
Right, this coming year.
And it comes too fast every year.
Right.
And just looking at the coastal and looking at what each manufacturer is representing. And I have to really take it all into consideration and
right.
look at what my customer is looking for and not have somebody that has a traditional home come in and feel intimidated.
Well, I think sometimes, and it's not because your store is so beautiful, I do think, and I see this a lot with people. People, many of them have done their house 10, 11 years ago, and they have jewel tones, and they have dark wood, and they say, I want to update, but I can't afford to get rid of everything. And that's, I think, the big struggle right now in design.
Well, it's just starting with that one piece.
Right.
You know, and just building from there. And you can actually make that traditional home very current.
Right, very what I would call transitional, wouldn't you? You can do that with pieces.
Yes, and just going in and moving something that has been in that same place for 15 years.
Oh, Deborah, I agree.
Move it. Shake
right.
it.
Right.
You know, bring some life to it and, you know, just bring in probably a little more neutral. So if you have a lot of all of the Renaissance tones.
Right.
And, you know, bring in some more neutral.
Right, simplify. Deborah, we're just coming up to our first set of commercial messages. Can I ask that you hang in there with us? I have some questions for you. Terrific. Thank you. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm very pleased today having as my guest is Deborah Blanchard from Melly Mello Home, a beautiful upscale store in Chatham, New Jersey. Deborah, please give us, if people are just tuning in, the address of and the phone number of your store.
Yes, Richard. It's 82 Main Street in Chatham, and the telephone number here is 973-635-0788.
Wonderful.
And we also have a website.
Yes, I was going to ask, what is your website?
It's MelieMelloHome.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. I want to talk to you about a couple things, and then we're going to talk about the upcoming event tomorrow night, which means after I do the show today, I'm going to just have tea with lemon and honey and not do anything and no talking the rest of the day.
For a little brandy.
Oh, my God, that sounds wonderful. It'd be a very different kind of a show, though. anyway, I wanted to talk to you about style in general because I think your store represents the pulse of what's going on there in terms of what are the things is, let's start with the backdrop. The backdrop is very neutral colors. You have beautiful grays in your store. Can you talk about when you painted your store, what was your inspiration? Because you have beautiful, subtle grays. A lot of them are sort of what they call brown grays. Those are grays that don't have blue in them. They're sort of softer and they have sort of brown tones. You know, the trend with paint is a color, what they call now grayish, if you've heard the term grayish. And that's a combination of gray and beige. But really, it's a combination of gray and taupe. But we call it grayish because it's gray, but not such a harsh gray, sort of soft, earth tone-based grays.
Yes. When I came into the store, it was all pink. And it was all one floor.
Right.
Of this beautiful Pepto-Bismol.
It was all pink. Right.
And because I sell primarily home accents, I basically divided the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So, but how I divided them was by color.
Right.
And I thought it was very important that each color flow, but also that each color was a backdrop to whatever I was bringing in from season to season.
Right, so that the accessories pop, correct?
So I really started with the first room, the main room, with a beautiful Benjamin Moore color called Grant Beige.
Perfect.
And everything I did was, in this particular color, I did in matte because the walls being in the house was originally built in the 1800s.
Right, and that's a very good trick for our listeners out there, is that please don't give yourself shiny walls, particularly if you're in an older building. You want to have matte walls. That is different than flat. A flat wall would be actually chalky and not so great. But if you have a matte finish, it is a flat-looking finish, but it's actually washable, so you can brush against it and you don't get that chalkiness. So perfect choice.
And the thing to be careful about, too, which I've learned through the years, is each tone changes with the light.
Oh, absolutely.
And the amount of light that is penetrated or what these colors can absorb makes a big difference.
It's really true. And grays are the most difficult.
Yes. And the middle room I actually chose was called Chelsea Gray.
Right.
And
I love that color.
Very deep. But it was dark enough to really, and it works with brass. It works with nickel. It works with gold.
Sure, it works with a lot of the different metals.
Yes, and it also made the room feel a lot larger, because the back wall, when you're painting multicolors, it's always good to keep the main wall dark, because it gives this illusion that your space is larger.
Very bright, and that's very true. And I say that all the time. You know, sometimes people say, oh, I couldn't paint my dining room, you know, dark navy blue to look too small. I said, actually, it's the opposite, because the eye is very tricked, you know, is very tricked. So if you have even like a small dining room, and then there's a chair rail up, and on the bottom you have a beautiful white wainscoting, or you have some sort of a beautiful finish molding there, and then you have that dividing line, and then your top is like a dark navy perhaps, or a Chelsea gray, or a dark color. It's almost the illusion of more space, don't you think?
Oh, yes. And I also feel that it's so easy, you know, and it's been, especially when you go to the paint stores, that it's just important that when you're looking at color, to take a sample and bring
it home. Sure. Yeah.
It's the most inexpensive way, really, to change.
Sure. And as we know, color is the absorption of light, so it changes depending upon the sun. So one of the smart things I tell people to do before they pick a color, or when I do it with them, is that I leave them a sample, or I make up samples for them, and I leave them, and I say, you know what, you want to have this for a couple of days. You want to see this on a sunny day, you want to see this on a cloudy day, you want to see this in the morning, and see this at night, because you're going to be living with this color for probably at least 5 years, yeah. So you want to make sure you're comfortable with it.
Absolutely. And one of the other colors that I used on the main floor was called Sonora Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonora Gray has a little bit of a green hue to it, and it actually works wonderful with the Chelsea Gray, because I repeated Chelsea Gray again in my garden area.
Right.
And people think it's a totally different color.
Color because of the absorption of the light.
Right.
Yeah.
So I actually represent Chelsea Gray in three different areas in the store.
Right.
And they all, and it all looks very different.
Right. And don't you think that the repetition of color and using colors in different rooms that are related to each other is very important for it to look flow? And because if you had painted those rooms, one room gray, one room red, and one room navy, the rooms would look smaller, but because you painted them in complementary tones, it actually made the space look larger.
Yes, and also I think it's very easy on your eye.
Right.
So I'm always looking at, okay, when a customer comes in, what is her eye going to tell her?
Right.
Is it going to really confuse her? Is she having a really bad day and she's going to walk in and, like, see all these colors? Or is it going to be soothing?
Right.
She can, you know, it's almost like these colors are pulling her in.
Right.
And she's having a sense of ease and calmness.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of your furniture pieces. I know there's certain furniture lines that you carry. You had some beautiful, which because I borrowed one, but you have some beautiful blue chairs upstairs. And, of course, I've been telling our listeners that navy continues to be a color that's very strong and popping with the grays and works well with the grays. And a little bit more of a contemporary way today, but lots of navy blue is still very in. But some of the things from your furniture lines?
Well, one of my suppliers is a company called John Richard, and they manufacture down in Memphis, Tennessee, and they're just one of the old-time, staying true to what custom, beautiful European furniture used to look like.
Mm.
And everything is hand-carved and just a magnificent finish. And I focused on particular chairs upstairs that are blue and white. I feel that blue and white is timeless.
Oh, I agree.
So, you know, whether you have blue and white against gold or blue and white against gray, these pieces have been around forever.
Right.
And if you look back at the history of all these Asian ginger jars and the blue and white, it's just very quite fascinating.
Right, right.
As far as upholstery line, I'm very happy that I've been carrying Lee Industries for over 12 years. And they have come a long way. You see them in all of the national magazines.
Sure.
From home.
Yeah.
They're using a lot of regenerated fabrics. Fibers in their cushions. It's all eight-way hand tied.
So the quality is there.
Yes, and everything's made in the United States. So I really try to look for things that, you know, are very solid, very sustainable furniture that is going to be long-lasting.
And what's one of the nice things about your store is you could come in, let's say, and this happens to be a problem a lot of times when I take people shopping. If I take them to a furniture store, they find something they fall in love with and they need because they have an event coming up or so on, and then it's 12 to 16 weeks to get it. In your store, if I'm not mistaken, you can actually purchase right off the floor. So if you fall in love with a beautiful Lee sofa, you can actually take it with you. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, yes. Can take anything. Everything is for sale here.
Right, which is is wonderful and really becomes.
Even if you see something and you want to have a matching chair,
right.
Absolutely, it can be customized.
Right, that you have the option. But it is very nice, and often one of the disappointments of people is they say, okay, I'm ready to do this. We spend the money, and then we're waiting for pieces. So it's kind of nice that you offer that as well, because there are some beautiful pieces in the store that I'm sure our listeners would love to take a look at or maybe take home with them.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Deborah, I am going to go to our news break. I'm wondering if you can stay with us for one more segment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go to news. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, we're a terribly run country, and we have a president that doesn't know what he's doing. So he can make the statement, but people are tired, and they're angry, and they're fed up.
Donald Trump continues to go after President Obama's record and is firing back at the criticism of his run at the White House. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that the message of his campaign is real and clear. Trump calls Obama the worst president in the history of the United States. A new nationwide poll shows Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are running neck and neck. Meanwhile, the Quinnipiac University poll out today gives Donald Trump a commanding 20-point lead over his closest Republican rival, Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Texas Senator Ted Cruz dropped to third place with 18%. Stocks are opening higher ahead of the release of last month's Federal Reserve minutes. Investors will be looking for insight into the possibility of a spring rate hike. Wall Street is also reacting to rising oil prices, with crude up nearly 3%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all ahead in early trading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says Muslims who follow Islamic law and embrace American values must be, quote, schizophrenic. Carson first made the comment to Breitbart News on Monday, then clarified last night on Fox News. Ben Carson said being schizophrenic would probably be the only way observant Muslims could follow what he called the two conflicting philosophies.
I basically said a Muslim who believes in all the tenets of Islam, including Sharia, would have a very difficult time embracing our Constitution and our values because they're at odds with each other. So someone then said, well, can't they do both? And I said, yeah, if they're schizophrenic, if they can go in both directions at the same time.
A former Treasury secretary says killing the $100 bill would make life harder for tax cheats and other criminals. Larry Summers says a study by the Harvard Business School argues that getting rid of large denomination bills would create problems for criminals but have little effect on legitimate businesses. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When you first get your coffee in the morning, it's piping hot. But then it starts to cool down, and then it becomes totally lukewarm before turning cold.
Sad and cold.
But if you got an extra large coffee from 7-Eleven in our Stay Hot cup, it would stay hot a lot longer, not sad and cold. Get delicious, hot and fresh 7-Eleven coffee in our Stay Hot cup for an even hotter price. Plus tax where applicable, limited time offer at participating locations.
Donald Trump phoned it in on another interview last night. USA's Joe Gomez.
GOP frontrunner Donald Trump called him to the Late Show with Stephen Colbert last night, but Colbert had to take a moment to make sure it was him.
Listen, I got to make sure this is really you, not somebody abusing the Trump phone. Say something only Donald Trump would say.
Well, I could say you're fired.
Trump has made an unconventional habit of calling in the talk shows to do interviews. The two talked about Trump's campaign in South Carolina, which happens to be Colbert's home state, and also talked about Trump's language on the campaign trail. And Colbert suggested developing a swear jar that would get a $1 billion donation each time Trump used a bad word. I'm Joe Gomez.
The Westminster Kennel Club's top dog is beginning a media tour today. CJ, the German short-haired pointer who was named Best in Show last night, is hitting TV talk shows, the Empire State Building, and then a legendary Times Square restaurant for a well-deserved steak. The oldest son of late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia is remembering his father as a man of many interests. Eugene Scalia told Fox News The Kelly File his father was an intelligent and funny man whose tastes range from opera to hunting. He thinks Justice Scalia's legacy will be his belief in the court's role in upholding the Constitution. Antonin Scalia died Saturday at the age of 79 in a hunting resort in Texas. Eugene Scalia passed along the family's thanks for all of the kind things said about their father. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And this is Richard Scuderi of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I've been doing the show now for about a year and a half. It's going by very quickly. We meet each Wednesday, first at 11 o'clock with the morning show, where we do a wonderful interview with some people in the industry that I feel are outstanding, like my guest on the line here, Deborah. And then in the afternoon, we do our show at 2 o'clock, and that's the interactive show. That's Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas, where people call in with their questions, and I answer them online. We also go to social media, and I take your questions and your emails and your texts, and we do read them on the air every Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So, Deborah, thank you for staying with us on the line.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. You've been so flattering. You're making my ego so
Oh, no. I find that you, I think you have a really good sense of modern, and modern doesn't necessarily mean contemporary only, but current design. And I find that the biggest challenge that I have as an interior designer in 2016 is there's a disconnect with what people have in their homes and what people are seeing out there as current and beautiful. And I think they're perplexed of how to get there. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think people are intimidated because the new style is a little bit sleeker. It's a little bit simpler. And it's different. You know, we were told at some point that, you know, the more gold you have, the more embellishments you have, the more elegant it was. If we were doing window treatments, oh, you have to have the all the adornments that go on with them. And now it's exactly the opposite of that. We want them as simple and clean as possible. And I do think people are confused.
I do believe so. And I think that it's also, I think people are so busy and they come home and they're just so exhausted they don't even want to think about doing things to their home.
Right.
And I think it's important just as you, you know, get a plumber or electrician, I think it's important to reach out to the design industry.
Sure.
And get some, you know, consultation because it makes things so much simplistic.
Well, you know, I think you could set a pace then where somebody has a home that was done 10 or 11 years ago and says, okay, it's time to bring some new life into our house, to work with somebody, and also to be able to incorporate maybe some of the wonderful things you have in your store into their home and make them work. Now, you touched upon a couple of things that I really wanted to get to, and then we'll talk about our event tomorrow night. But one of the buzzwords for me, which I do a lot of, is coastal decorating, which I absolutely love. And some of the pieces that I have eyed up in your store, you had beautiful pieces of coral and so on. Can you talk about a little bit about coastal decorating and that whole sort of trend and look?
Well, I love anything that relates to the water.
Right.
It just makes me feel so good.
And peaceful, right?
And very peaceful. And there are many ways to do coastal.
Right.
You can do the whole Miami, Palm Beach.
Right. Teal, sort of.
Right.
Pinks. Right.
And the greens.
Right.
And the palm trees.
Right.
And then, of course, thinking of New England and doing a lot of cabana stripes.
I love it.
The blues and whites with accents of green.
Right.
But I think a lot of people are bringing it in home as well.
Right.
I know that I have such an affinity for coral.
Oh, I love it.
And
right.
I think that coral to me or any shell is sculpture.
It is.
Sculpture from the sea.
Right.
And it was just amazed me at how many different varieties they are.
Sure.
And, I've brought in coral, but not just for or even display shells, not because it's coastal, but it's also bringing it a little closer home. I don't have a beach home, but to me, I live vicariously through my store because it could be a lake house, it could be a shore house.
Sure.
Because I can bring in all these elements, but tie them in to my bookshelf, to a counter.
Right.
And I think that with people that do have second homes, it's wonderful to be able to have a different sense of style.
I agree.
You know, when they go to the shore and right. how they can decorate there. Versus coming home.
But, you know, I also think, Deborah, that you can incorporate some of those pieces into your home because, you know, when we think of the seashore, I think a lot of us think of being younger and being on vacation and a happy, sunny, like a better time. And I also think what's trending now is a lot of natural elements. So if you would use things like a sisal rug with natural elements and you brought in some navy blue and then you brought in some prints that had some coral or some sea life in them, that could be very much incorporated in a home that was inland or somewhere else in the country, and it would still work. I don't think it necessarily has to be at the ocean or at a lake to do that. I think you can incorporate some coastal elements, whether it be the colors or the shapes, anywhere. I believe.
I do believe you're really on target, and I think that when you can associate with happy things, you know, in your life, and you can bring that element with you.
Right.
It's great. I also think that another thing, not so much the shore, but there's so much happening with performance fabrics.
Oh.
How so many people are wanting that the fabrics that are we know as the trade name of Sunbrella.
Sunbrella, exactly.
But, how, you know, taking the outside patio.
Right.
And doing all white.
Right.
And having it Sunbrella.
Right.
And having a pop of color with just some scenes of nature as pillows.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, you paint it, you do very well, you do a very good job of painting a picture. In fact, next time we're going to get you in studio, you have a lot going on this week, but we're going to be adding YouTube to the channel shortly. So I'd love next time that we speak, maybe we'll bring some pieces from the store in because they're so beautiful. I want to switch gears just a little bit because there was another thing that which was a buzzword, and our listeners are always looking for what they should be getting. And you brought up metals, which I think are metals get quite hot, have become quite hot. Can you talk a little about the different metals? I also see a trend where brass and gold are coming back a little bit.
Yes. The last High Point market, brass was very, very, very popular.
Were you surprised?
Excuse me?
Were you surprised? Because when I started seeing it reappear, I was very surprised.
Yes. What I like, and I think this is another point to educate, is mixing metals.
Oh, yes.
I love mixing a brushed nickel with an antique gold. I love taking some of the new shades of gold that are coming in. It's not just a bright gold that we've known from the past.
Right.
There's so many different shades. Taking a wrought iron and mixing it with copper. So it's just the rules that we had years ago.
They're all out the window.
Where everything was a formula.
Right.
Is no longer true.
Oh, it's very much true. And I think that's why people are, can I do this? Can I have some brass and mix the metals? And I to me, all the same metal is kind of redundant. The mixing of the metals makes you appreciate each one more, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
And if you tie them in with the right paint colors and so on, they're just quite beautiful together. What are the things that you do have, if people aren't necessarily looking for to maybe refeather their nest, is you had beautiful gifts, things like wonderful candles and, you know, beautiful pieces. You had some floral pieces and things if you were going to give a gift. You know, maybe we could talk about that a little bit. And also, if you offer gift cards or gift certificates, because there are a lot of gift items there that I thought could be wonderful as well.
Yes, I have a lot of candles.
Mm-hmm.
I have a beautiful line called Lux, which makes a spectacular gift. The presentation alone, it's a soy-filled candle and with beautiful packaging. I also carry Michael Aram, which has exquisite, he's evolved from doing frames to tabletop to furniture to lighting. I carry a whole serving from a company called Beatrice Ball that you could actually take a serving piece and it's recycled aluminum, and
wow.
You put it into the oven up to 350.
Wow!
And that's a wonderful gift. It's been a great success for if you don't know what to give someone for a wedding or shower.
Don't you think the days of getting a personalized gift for a wedding or a birthday or something, a special occasion where you're going to a shop where there's individuality and you're having customer service and it's beautifully wrapped. I feel that that's going away, and I find it very sad. So I would much rather get a gift, something that was well thought out and unique from a store such as yourself. I think that's much more of an impressive gift than to go to one of these big department stores and have some sort of a generic gift or gift certificate. I think that the art of that, the beauty of that is so special.
It is special. hospital, and we also treat our customers that come in, and they're just in a quandary as to what to get. And it's easy to give that envelope with some money, but I think that I actually was looking at an item that I had received 35 years ago.
Wow, you must have been just born. It must have been a baptism gift.
Yes, and it just reminded me of my shower, and it just brought such joy.
Right.
So I think that if you can get that right gift and that timeless piece that will be in that family, it's a little bit of history.
Right, and it's appreciated, and something that you remember because people took the time.
Yes.
Deborah, we have one more quick set of commercials, and then we're going to talk about the event. So yes. I ask you to hold one more last time, and we'll be right back with more of Modern Design.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest today is Deborah Blanchard from Millie Millow Home, beautiful store in 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. Let's talk about the exciting event that's coming up tomorrow. So quickly, my goodness, I feel like I should have another week. But let's talk about what we're going to be doing and invite the listeners to come check out your wonderful store and what we have in store for tomorrow.
Well, we are going to have an amazing event, and I was so pleased, and I have to give you credit for you coming up with Stump the Designer, and I'm so thrilled. I actually had received a couple of comments last night from customers about what a unique event and how they're excited to come.
Right.
And we're encouraging all of our guests to bring in
bring a picture. Yes, tell them about that. What that exactly is. What we're asking people to do.
I think that if you have a challenging area,
right,
or you're having a concern about color direction,
sure,
you're going to be stumped.
Right. and try to give them a realistic and practical solution that could take home with them. You know, Deborah, I find with the technology and the way we live now, most people come to me with their phone. So they'll say, this is my room. And what can you do? And it's kind of instant. People are looking for instant gratification. And taking a picture, whether it's a physical picture that they've taken that they hand me, or whether they say, wait, and they go through their phone and they say, okay, here's my living room. What can I do? Here's my basement. It's got paneling. I can't afford to take it down. What can I do? Here's my master bedroom. Look at this. What can I do? And I tell you, it really, people walk away with something. So it's kind of nice to do that. And to get the resources of someone else who's been in so many houses. And I have to tell you, I learn each day. I've been doing this for 18 years, every day, 7 days a week. But every time I go into somebody else's house and see their palette and where they come from, I do form ideas, and I do get ideas from the, you know, that feeds me as well from the people themselves. So it is a fun and exciting thing to do. I think, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about color and color theory and help people make their own decisions. But I think it's kind of nice when you have just another eye to come in and say, oh, I never thought of doing that before. So I think it's going to be quite fun. Tell us a little bit about what time and
well,
more information.
It's going to be from 7 to 9, where we'll have our famous guest speaker, you.
Well, that's probably okay.
And of course, the store is going to be open.
Sure.
The store opens at 10.
And
we'll be open tomorrow night till 9:30.
Wonderful.
We'll be serving light sips and bites.
Right.
Just a lot of interaction.
We're going to have some raffles, right? We're going to give prizes.
We'll have raffles. We have a little gift bags. While they last.
Right.
So it's important that you come early.
Right.
We also will be playing some games and just having a great time.
Right.
It's just been very cold and miserable out there, and I think it would be a great opportunity to just get out and meet some new people and get some stimulating ideas.
Sure.
And just, some thought-provoking ways to go home and get yourself stimulated and and motivated
to do stuff, especially during the doldrums.
Spring.
Right, especially during the doldrums of winter. I think it's the best time. You know, I tell people often the best time to do a home improvement project, whether you paint or whether you say, okay, we're going to order a new sofa, or whether we move our furniture around. That's now. That's when we're stuck inside our houses because it's freezing cold or there's ice outside. Once it starts to get nice out, you know, why do people wait until it's already nice out to start their home improvement project? The time is now. Order your couch now so you have it in time for spring. You know, bring home beautiful pieces of silver or beautiful pieces, new pieces to put and change your, you know, when it's kind of depressing, you know, sort of this transitional time until we get to the spring. Now's the time to do all that stuff. So this is perfectly timed on your part to do things for your home. I mean, we're spending so much time when we're not working in our homes at this time of year, don't you think? So you want to come home to something that's really quite beautiful.
Absolutely. It's a sanctuary.
Right, right. You know, one of the things that I noticed that you had in your store, which I really liked a lot, was the throws. And I'm seeing the look of throws that have that faux fur look as being really trending. In fact, are they? Are the what about throws is different?
Well, I think the throws are certainly having more texture,
right?
More surface interest,
right?
And certainly, is functional in the respect of keeping it warm, your body warm, but it also is a wonderful piece to just bring that coziness in,
right?
And it's a way to also add some color,
right?
Where we had spoken earlier about if something is kind of blah, just to pick up that throw, and it's
right.
It's like a piece of fabric draped, but
right.
It's functional.
It's kind of like if you were dressed to go out and you felt like you weren't finished, you'd put a beautiful scarf on or something. It just sort of finishes it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Definitely. Before we run out of time, we have about 3 minutes left. Could you tell me when you went down to the gift show, if anything that you saw out there that was going to be, that's coming up, that would be a little peek for us? lay people out here of things that we could, that you saw, like trends? Because when you went to the gift show, as you said, you see ahead the future seasons, even the holidays. What did you see that was different and new?
Well, I saw a lot of lacquered pieces.
Really?
I have some, actually, a console coming in that is bright orange and lacquered.
Wow.
We're from all the reclaim, repurpose trend, and that still continues.
Right.
But it's gotten a lot smoother and
not so rough.
And not so heavy.
You know, I liked the look when I saw it in ads and so on. I liked the look of the rough-hewn wood, but it wasn't well received because people felt, I think there was a perception that the rough wood was not necessarily as much quality. So I think you're right about having that rough look, but be a little bit more smooth or more finished looking.
And the whole, you know, it's like whitewashing.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Is really coming back, and the whole pickling. I found another category is taking fabric and taking a Parsons bench, for instance, and taking a bamboo lacquer fabric.
Wow.
And I know that Bernhardt has done for a couple of years now, taking fabric and basically covering their end tables and then putting hardware and brass nail heads all around. So that's been very strong. And
beautiful. You really do paint a wonderful picture in your words of how you know, it gets us excited, I think, about coming in and taking a look at, well, you know, really what's current, what's trending, what's beautiful. What am I missing from my home? We're just about down to one last minute, so I'd like you to give your information on the event tomorrow. It's called Stump the Designer. It's at Meli Melo Home, 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. And Deborah is the owner of Meli Melo Home and a very gracious host. And again, give us the time. And then the phone number to RSVP. We don't want 1,000 people showing up at the door. The fire marshal for the town will come in. So it is by RSVP to my listeners.
I have 2,200 square feet where we have an upstairs.
Okay.
973-635-0788. It would be really lovely, though, if you RSVP'd. If you plan on coming, even if it's a last-minute notice, so I can make sure that we have a plentitude of hors d'oeuvres.
Right, and little gifts for you as well.
Exactly.
Well, Deborah, thank you. The hour went so fast. You are such a wonderful and interesting guest.
Well, thank you very much, Richard. And once again, I appreciate your compliments.
Oh, no.
It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you as well. And I will see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, you have it. That's the end of our segment. Deborah was great, wasn't she? We're going to have to get her in studio. She really is talented, and she really has the pulse. She goes to all the shows. She has wonderful buying, so I insist that you check it out at some point. Take a day trip up to northern New Jersey. It's right by Short Hills Mall, just around the corner, if you will, and visit Meli Melo Home. I'm losing my voice again, so I'll wrap it up, and I will see you next week here at 100 in Chamber Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and have a wonderful day.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
You know, we're a terribly run country, and we have a president that doesn't know what he's doing. So he can make the statement, but people are tired, and they're angry, and they're fed up.
Donald Trump continues to go after President Obama's record and is firing back at the criticism of his run at the White House. Trump tells NBC's Today Show that the message of his campaign is real and clear. Trump calls Obama the worst president in the history of the United States. A new nationwide poll shows Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are running neck and neck. Meanwhile, the Quinnipiac University poll out today gives Donald Trump a commanding 20-point lead over his closest Republican rival, Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Texas Senator Ted Cruz dropped to third place with 18%. Stocks are opening higher ahead of the release of last month's Federal Reserve minutes. Investors will lose in New Hampshire.
A strong third-place finish was good news in New Hampshire for the campaign of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Cruz Communication Director Rick Tyler spoke with USA Radio News. He said the Iowa and New Hampshire results are showing a Reagan-style coalition of voters forming behind Senator Cruz.
What we did from the very beginning is said we were going to consolidate the Tea Party, the Libertarian, and Evangelical votes together
And we've managed to do that. And there's no conservative that has a pathway to victory left running. The only one who's running who's a genuine conservative and has put together this coalition of conservatives and Reagan Democrats is Ted Cruz.
Tyler said the Cruz team has momentum heading into South Carolina, and the upcoming primary schedule is very favorable. I'm Jason Wirt.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he and his family are going home to make a decision on his, quote, next step forward. Christie finished sixth in yesterday's New Hampshire primary, pulling only 7% of the vote. It's widely believed Christie could be on the verge of dropping out. This is USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more